ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 269. I am Cheapy D, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan, where it is cold, and Wombat is in New York, where I am assuming it is also cold.
It's not. It's not even kind of cold.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It was like 50 degrees today. It was almost 60 the day before that.
It's bullshit.
I don't understand it either. No one does. We're actually all a little scared. Everyone is sick. That's what's happening because of this crazy weather we're having.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to be sick in crazy weather. Shipwreck, how's your weather and sickness level?
It's about 65, and I'm not sick.
Are you kidding?
So it's good. No, it hit like, I think it hit like mid-60s today.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's cold here. And everyone is also sick. In fact, Ty's school, his class. I guess there was a flu outbreak in his class. So just his class had no school for 3 days this week. Which was, means a lot.
That's crazy.
A lot of quality time. They don't do that in Americas?
Not that I'm aware of.
They don't close down the class for 3 days.
We don't wear those little masks everywhere either.
Yeah, I saw some kids wearing the mask today at school.
Do you have one? Do you have a cool little mask?
Those are disposable, right? So usually you buy like a pack of 10. I've tried wearing them. I remember on an airplane once, I don't know, was it bird flu or something that was going around?
Birdemic?
I don't know, but they provided masks to the passengers. And I tried to do it. But breathing in your own mouth juice for an extended period of time, it's not that pleasant, you know? So I was like, you know what? I'd rather just get sick. I tried it. I think I lasted about an hour, and then I was like, fuck this. I'll just, you know.
Get sick.
If he dies, he dies. So, yeah, there's that, but he's back to school today. And it's that holiday, Setsubun, I think it's called. I probably botched that, but it's the holiday where the kids throw the beans at the demons. And if you remember...
Oh, that one.
Do you remember a couple years ago, like when he was at his daycare, when he was just a little boy, they did that and they dress up one of the people who worked there as a demon. And they come in and they scare the shit out of all the kids. So, of course, you know, Ty couldn't sleep for about a week because he kept thinking that the demon was coming. And I had to keep the beans in his bedroom. So when he would wake up screaming at 2 a.m, I would throw the beans all around his room, telling him I was getting rid of the demons.
Holiday sucks.
Like, yeah, I don't
why
know.
Why do people keep doing this holiday?
I think now that he's 4, he won't be scared. Because today he was talking that he's going to, like, you know...
Some demon ass?
Exactly. He's like, since he's been watching all the superhero cartoons, you know, he thinks he's Iron Man. And every night we do an Avengers battle where I'm Loki and he's Iron Man and... You know,
he throws beans at you like Iron Man beans. Does. So
I'm hoping that he's
iron
not scared.
Beans. He's got his Sabrina likes cannon. Iron Man too. Actually, it's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, I mean he's really into the Avengers. So there's that. I'm glad. I mean, we played a lot of Super Checks hockey this week. In fact, I don't think there's another. There are two other people in Japan who have played more Super Checks hockey in the last 2 months than Ty and myself. It's pretty awesome. So what's going on with you guys? Awesome.
I made some Cincinnati style chili over the weekend.
That's when you take a shit on your wife's chest?
Yes, that's called Cincinnati style. And then you put cheddar cheese on top of it.
Mm.
No,
and
I
chocolate.
Slow cooked
and chocolate.
Yeah.
That's called Taco Bell.
Yes. No, I slow cooked chili for 12 hours.
That is pretty slow.
It's really good.
How long did it take you to eat it?
I still have some left.
I see. That sounds
good. We made a lot.
Did you put cinnamon and chocolate in it?
Yeah, a little bit of cocoa powder and some cinnamon. Yep.
A little cannabis.
Cincinnati style chili. And you eat it over pasta with cheddar cheese.
That's spaghetti, a three-way.
To be specific. Yep. We made three ways. We had three ways on Saturday night for dinner. And then on Sunday, I made chili dogs, and I made some fresh guacamole to go with it, too.
So you're eating well, very healthy.
You know, if you're making the food yourself, like the chili, actually, we use lean ground meat, and it's just lean ground meat and tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It's not actually that bad for you at all.
Right.
It's all about monitoring the consumption and using and knowing the ingredients. It's actually much healthier than buying chili in a can.
Mm. We should do like the biggest loser weight loss challenge for E3 to see who can lose the most weight by E3. You and me.
Well, Shipwreck doesn't really need
Shipwreck,
to lose any
yeah, Shipwreck can't play.
I ate Gold Star chili twice this week.
Yeah, but
one time it was three cheese conies, and then the other time it was a super five-way with a cheese coney.
With a cheese coney?
That's gross, actually.
What does that mean, cheese coney?
That's a hot dog.
Oh.
It's a hot dog, you know, with chili and cheese and onions and mustard.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. I think, yeah, that would be interesting. I wonder who could lose the most weight, me or Wombat, before E3.
Would probably be you.
Why?
Because I tend to eat more on the go than you do.
But I also, you know, sometimes forget to do anything else besides eat. Like in December, all I did was eat.
Well, we could give it a shot. We'll figure this one out. I have confidence in you.
You need the proper motivation, though, I think. I don't know what your motivation would be.
Me neither.
Money, I think.
Probably
$100 a pound. $100 per pound. See what you can lose by E3.
You would pay me $100 a pound.
How much weight realistically? Like, how much weight would you like to lose?
I would like to lose like a good 20 pounds.
20 pounds. So hold on, let me get a calculator. Now $100. I think that'd
be $2,000.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow, interesting.
I mean, hey, if you're willing to put your money where your mouth is, I'll do a...
What do I get?
I guess, I don't know, a hug.
A hug per pound?
One hug per pound from me.
You have to streak the E3 floor for as many seconds as pounds that I lose.
No thanks.
That we'll be totally kicked out. Like, all of us would be kicked out. But we'll think about that. Let me put that on the back burner.
I would not expect you to pay me $100 per pound lost.
Right. Right. That would be a lot. But
that would be a lot more ridiculous.
I mean,
you paid him in THQ stocks. Like, you got a stock for every pound he lost.
So 50 cents a pound?
About that.
It's gone down another 25% after hours today.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, we have a good show for you today. I think we have a lot of games to talk about, even games that aren't out yet. So, which is pretty rare for us, but exciting at the same time. So, let's get into it. Any show feedback from last week, Wombat? Because we did have a show, and
we did have a show. There's not a ton. I just kept this one because it amused me.
Yes.
SPID had to say, so if GBD is a C-list internet celebrity, and let's say Veronica Belmont. That's his spelling, not mine.
Belmont
is an A-list internet celebrity. What is a B-list internet celebrity? I would say Veronica Belmont is a B-list internet celebrity.
No way. She's got like a million followers on Twitter or more.
I guess, you know, maybe I'm in the dark on that then.
Right. Let me see. Hold on. Belmont Twitter. Let's see. I think it's over a million. I would say, well, what about the Penny Arcade guys?
Yeah, they're definitely B-list.
Because, okay, she has 1.6 million followers, and the Penny Arcade guys, I think, have like 50 or 60,000. So maybe Penny Arcade guys, but I don't know, maybe they're A-list.
So by your logic, does that make Christian Spicer an internet A-list celebrity?
Well, you know how he has all those followers, right?
I do. I just like to give him shit.
Right.
Because he's probably listening.
Right. Well, yeah, I like him. I don't need to make fun of him in any way.
I don't like anybody.
No. So, I mean, I would say, I don't know, but I feel like they're A-list, though, the Penny Arcade guys, because they seem to be able to make a lot of shit happen, you know?
I think they're A-list. So are we saying an internet celebrity is different than a regular celebrity?
Yes, yes, okay. Totally. It means like a nerd would know who they are, but not your mom.
So what's his name? You see, this is how good I am. Shipwreck, help me out here. What's the guy I'm thinking of? Portal guy.
The what
Gabe
guy?
Gabe Newell?
Huh?
Gabe Newell?
No, the guy who wrote the song.
Jonathan Colton.
That's his name. he would be an A-list internet celebrity.
No, he's B-list, I would guess. I would say anybody that performs at PAX would probably be B-list.
Hmm.
So Will Wheaton would be B-list?
Well, he was an actual celebrity at one point.
But that just so at one point?
I don't know. It's hard. It's a tough question. I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say. So let's, maybe they should make some lists in the discussion thread. An A list, a B list, and a C list. Because inquiring minds want to know.
And Shipwreck and I will live comfortably on the D list.
Right. That's it for the feedback, eh?
That was it. Yeah, there really was only, there weren't many comments. And, you know, everyone seemed to think the show was very funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and enjoyed the show. So thank you for listening. We love you all. Hugs and kisses.
Yes. Let's move on to some new releases, which of course are brought to you by tech-gaming.com. In fact, I went on their podcast to talk about Saints Row. I don't know if it's out yet, though. So, but it should be out soon. So I'm on there for about 15 minutes talking about Saints Row and maybe some other things with Desert Eagle, our friend. So yeah, what do we got this week, Ship, for new releases?
Well, I'm sure we can all agree that we're going to talk a lot about Final Fantasy 13-2.
Yes, one of the best named games ever.
Is that the game where Aeris comes back to life?
No, that's the game that's going to be $20 in a month. I don't know. Yeah, I have no interest in that, really. Of course.
It's so sad because I used to be like really into the Final Fantasy games.
I finished one.
Which one did you finish?
The one with the volleyball, underwater volleyball game.
That would be...
10?
10?
I want to say 10.
That 10 sounds
Yuna,
right to me.
With Yuna.
Yeah. Yeah, you finished 10.
Yeah.
Nice showing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had to cheat, though, at the end because my guys weren't jacked up enough. I had to use a game genie or something. I don't know. Because I wasn't going back to grind. I put in a lot of time, I felt. And I got to Sin, and I couldn't even like put a dent in him. I was like, fuck this. Game Genie, or whatever it's called. So, yeah.
I didn't. Okay. I played a little bit of 13, but it was boring, so I stopped.
Right.
And a game has to be really uninteresting for me to stop playing.
Right. You're pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I'll see something through to the end, but... Mm-hmm. That one, I don't know. That did not appeal to me whatsoever. So telling me that there's a somewhat sequel to that.
A dash two, if you will.
A dash two, yes, if you will. I can't imagine that this is going to do all that well in the U.S., at least, in North America.
All right.
Isn't everybody still playing Skyrim that would still have interest in this? I guess Possibly. You have... The Japanese
I think
RPG
they're very
guys,
different. But... I don't think you can compare Skyrim to Final Fantasy.
I think Skyrim definitely took a lot of Final Fantasy's fan base.
Well, I never had any interest in a Final Fantasy game, but I'm big into Skyrim. I'm not saying there's no overlap. I'm just saying I wouldn't necessarily say that all Final Fantasy fans are Skyrim fans or vice versa.
Oh, right. No, definitely not. But I think there's quite a bit of overlap there.
Yeah, it does have an 81 on Metacritic right now, so that's not bad at all.
I don't think any of us are saying the game is necessarily bad.
Oh, I'm saying it, and I don't even know anything about it.
I'm just saying I have zero interest in it. There's a difference.
I know. I'm joking, by the way. Let's go. What else?
Wombat's been playing something Japanesey that came out.
I have been.
What?
How's that? How's Soul Calibur 5?
It's so hard to describe what it's. The fighting in the game is really good, which is really why you're buying this.
I would. You know? It's a fighting game, is it not?
It is a fighting game.
Why else would you buy it?
Exactly. I think it looks great. It looks great. It plays well. The moves are fun and unique. The characters are fun and unique. With that out of the way, the story mode is god awful.
Right.
It's full of You know, after playing Mortal Kombat with its fun story mode, with the character progression and those cutscenes,
yeah,
this game instead of cutscenes just has still pictures with scrolling text underneath it.
Yeah, you know, Japanese publishers, they don't like paying a lot of money for their games. They like to cut corners. And there you go.
It's just storyboards, lots of storyboards. It's just terrible. There aren't as many modes in this game as even previous Soul Calibur games. There's your standard arcade. There's online. There's like a super hard mode that you have to unlock after the story. And there's the story mode, and that's pretty much it. It doesn't have like a tower
mode. Like that was some of the best stuff about Soul Calibur.
Yeah, that's gone.
What about the character creator? Because I've seen people post
I made a pirate.
That looks cool, though. Is it pretty robust?
They do some things pretty well. I mean, you could change the colors on lots of the items, and the items are pretty silly. Okay. And there's a good amount of them.
Right.
So, yeah, you'll be able to make a unique character that you'd be happy with.
There's no but.
But, I mean, it's not like... I don't know. For someone, even for me, who likes character creation, it's not that great because you're still just selecting a fighting style from one of the already existing characters.
That was my next question.
So you just kind of feel like you're playing, oh look, it's Killick but a pirate,
but he's got a bird on his shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I figured that was the case, but
yeah. And again, it's you know, it's a very bare bones Soul Calibur game, but the bones that are there are very good bones.
Back of the box.
Exactly. And
which
I haven't
exactly
played online yet.
In the fifth installment of Soul Calibur. Hey, right. they got the general fighting game correct. Awesome. It's been the same game for like 10 years now, right? 13 years?
Has it really been that long?
It came out in 99 with the Dreamcast. Wow. So, and before that, you had Soul Edge. So this series has been around for quite a while.
But that makes me very old.
Sounds like wait for a price drop on this one.
Yeah, most likely. I don't think there's any reason to rush out and buy this today.
Okay. I will not do that then.
Are there any like crossover characters in this one?
Oh, yeah. It has Altair.
Oh, that's right. Wait, is Altair or Ezio?
Oh, maybe Ezio. One of them.
Darth Vader?
No, Darth Vader. No Yoda.
No Spawn?
Spawn's in there, yeah.
Okay. Is he really?
No.
I love that Spawn, that HBO cartoon series.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy been up to? Did his numbers finally run out or what?
I don't know. Who, Spawn?
Oh, Spawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that comic's still around. I never really read it.
That was an awesome series, though.
Bad movie.
You know, it wasn't that good, but I kind of liked it. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too bad.
I didn't think it was too bad. I liked John Leguizamo as the clown. Anyway, what else we got this week?
We have Never Dead, which I'm supposed to be getting a copy of that in.
Do you know, I had no idea that game existed until reviews started popping up this week.
We talked about it like three times on the show.
Right.
So.
We played it at E3 and we both said it was going to be bad. And guess what? It looks like it's not that good.
So yeah, I must have wiped it from my memory after you guys said it was bad.
It has a 54 on Metacritic, which was, oh, you know what? We should look on our little spreadsheet. Remember?
To see what we gave that?
God, we forgot about that.
That we did. That's all right. Most of these games haven't been out yet, I don't think.
That's right. Let's see. Metacritic Olympics.
Nope. Yes. So what we did from E3, we went through and guessed what the Metacritic scores would be on every game that we saw.
I think we forgot to do... Oh, no, wait. Never Dead. Let's see. I said 68 and you said 64. So we were a little, optimistic.
It's still close.
We're in the wheelhouse there.
Yeah, you're in the right ballpark.
Yes, that's a 66 average, and reviews are probably still coming out. All right.
Are there any other games on that list that have come out?
Yeah, there's a lot, obviously. But I don't know. Let's not do that now. I'm not prepared to go through that right now.
Excuse me. Preparation.
I mean, I don't know. I could just like start.
But you didn't read over the chart while taking a dump? Is that?
Right, that's my preparation.
Yes, that is your preparation. Preparation H.
Yeah. We should, yeah. Anyway, so I know, I didn't really like it. It seemed kind of lame to me, and I don't know.
I liked the concept and just the complete like absurdity to it, but it didn't control all that well.
Which is a Japanese game's calling card, usually. Like the idea is unique.
Interest you, yes.
Yeah, the ideas are unique, but the execution is leaves something to be desired, and it seems that's the issue here as well.
Let's see what else came out. Double Fine's Happy Action Theater came out for Xbox Live Arcade.
Kinect Arcade.
Yes, right? That is a Kinect game. People have been saying good things about it. It's supposed to be like a really fun game to play with your kids.
Awesome.
So, Wombat, you going to do that?
I have a kid.
But you don't,
I don't know. Like, it just seems like a tech demo. It just seems like I don't know. I haven't played the demo yet, so I probably shouldn't say anything. But nothing I've seen appeals to me that would make me want to spend money on it.
Right. What else?
The DLC, or the latest DLC for Dead Island, Rider White, came out.
Ha. Huh.
And that's the new single player story. Like a new campaign with one of the characters that was that's in the game, but you didn't play as.
So is it the drunk guy from the movie in the beginning?
No, I don't think you've met the guy yet. You don't think you've met Rider White yet?
Oh yeah, I haven't. I've been playing. I tried to go back and play. You know, Shipwreck and I played for a little while. Actually, for quite a bit. And I tried to go back and play by myself, and it's like really quite difficult to play by yourself.
Oh, yeah, you need a friend, I think, to really enjoy it.
I just kept dying.
Oh, well, I won't get this then.
It's... Why? You're not my friend?
It's a joke, because you need a friend to enjoy it.
I think you would really like it too, Wombat.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, and the whole quest system's good. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's a really good game. And we have codes to give away for both the Rider White DLC and the previous Bloodbath Arena multiplayer DLC.
Was that one a like player to player situation or more of like a horde mode type thing?
That's a good question. I don't know. We can look that up real quick.
Nah, I don't care.
I haven't played Bloodbath Arena yet because I was more interested in the single player and co-op stuff.
Right.
But we have for the PS3, the 360, and the PC, we have three codes each. For both of the DLCs, so
does that include the ones that you're giving to me?
No, but I'll get you one.
Oh, I could pay for it. I mean, I haven't even come close to finishing the single player, so I don't need a freebie. Cool. I mean, yeah, that's Dead Island, and is that game pretty cheap yet? I mean, is that a $20 game yet? Let me see. I mean, it's got to be around there because it is in Japan. Because that's what I paid for it here. No, it's still holding on, huh? It's around 30.
It was a deal of the day recently for very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Amazon's deal of the day for $25, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can get the PC version of it a couple times for like $10, something around there.
Cool. All right. I like it. I recommend that game. What else?
So how are we giving this away?
I don't know. How do you want to do it?
I guess people need to post in the show thread and say what version they want.
Right.
So post something about the show and what version you would like.
Along with their lists of celebrities, internet celebrities.
Yes, that is a must as well.
Yes. Cool. What else?
I think that pretty much does it for new releases.
Okay.
We're getting started, though. Like, this is the first week.
Yes.
Of 2012. Now we have games coming out.
I can tell because I'm, you know, like on Amazon Japan all the time, like adding stuff to my wish list. I've added SSX and Darkness 2, which I think we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let's move on to some CAG shopping news. The Cheapy Awards. We're ready to rock on the Cheapy Awards. The voting is now up. If you vote, you are entered into a chance to win one of two $500 Amazon gift cards. There's a bunch of different categories, 17 or 18 categories, I think. So vote away. And also, I thought it would be fun to give our listeners the state of the CADcast address, since Obama just did his, with some stats, because everybody loves stats, right, Wombat?
This is the most exciting news I've ever heard in my entire life.
Dude, you love this shit.
I live for it.
Don't pretend that you don't love it. So
I can't pretend to you.
So basically,
my honesty shines through in love.
Yes. So when we don't skip a week, okay, when we actually, you know, are fruitful, we are getting just over 100,000 downloads a month on the CADcast. So like for January, we had 106,000 downloads, which is our third best of all time. We've also just hit a milestone, Wombat, for shows that we've had since we moved to Libsyn, you know, which was around episode 100.
That's exciting.
Would you like to guess how many? Well, I mean, it probably took us 100 episodes before people really started listening anyway, before we started to get like serious numbers. Wombat, would you like to guess how many downloads we've had? So for
3
the last,
million.
That's a good guess. Shipwreck?
For how long? Since
episode 100. So for the last 169 episodes, I guess.
Okay, I would 68. Say 2,750,000.
Wrong. The answer is 4 million. We just hit 4 million. So hooray for us.
I really thought it was going to be that 2,750,000 milestone.
You're going to nail it.
Yep.
And let's see what other stats. About 54% get the show through iTunes.
And about 95% of them are men.
Yes, that we know. We can start. And yeah.
And I believe it's 55% of our listeners would like to have sex with GPD.
The men?
I just 55% of the total. There might be a woman or two in there.
Right. Yes. Well, I think that's it. That's all I got for our State of the CADcast.
How about taxing the wealthy or the poor?
What do you mean?
It was a joke about it.
Where's the joke in that?
There is no joke in that.
I thought that was just like a random statement.
The correct response would be, I don't care about the very poor.
Oh, I'm right. Exactly.
Who's paying for the moon base, though? Is that the very poor or is that the rich?
No. You know what? I would if the worst thing about a candidate is that he wants a moon base, that's really not so bad. Unfortunately, that's not the worst thing about the candidate.
No, that's the best. That's the best thing about the candidate.
Exactly.
That's the highlight. Are you kidding? Dude wants a moon base.
So do I.
Shit. Hell yeah. I think now's a good time to tell people to go to audibletrial.com/CADcast and get their free 2-week trial and get a free audiobook. Did you ever finish the Steve Jobs book, Ship?
Yeah, I finished.
Mentioned that last time.
A while back. I'm still reading that 1Q84 now, or listening to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading a new book, too. I don't know if it's on there or not, but I will tell you about it. I bought it on Kindle when they do their 99-cent sale. You know, they do a deal of the day there. It's called Fun and Games. And it's a really exciting, it reads like a movie, like an action movie, which I think people who listen to the show can appreciate. And it's written by maybe somebody that you know, Wombat, because he's a comic book writer, I think. Let me tell you the guy's name, and maybe you will know him. Dwayne Swears.
Straczynski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you do know him?
Not personally.
I mean, you've heard of him, though.
Yeah.
It's actually, I didn't realize it at the time, but it's another trilogy. So now I'm involved in another trilogy. But it's really good. And you can picture them making a movie out of it. It would be an awesome movie. I don't really want to tell you what it's about, but it's fun. It reminds me of like, I could see Bruce Willis, an older, fatter Bruce Willis in the role.
You mean Bruce Willis?
Is he fat? No, he's not fat. I put that on Twitter, and then somebody wrote, you mean Val Kilmer.
That's funny, too.
But he would be good. He was good in that movie, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Isn't that like 10 years old, though, at this point?
Yeah, but he was very good in it. And so it was isn't that Robert Downey Jr. as well?
I believe so.
That was a good film right there. Audibletrial.com/CADcast. I also started watching Downton Abbey on, which is on Netflix, which is awesome. If you like a nice British drama that takes place in a castle, it's very good.
I watched Groundhog Day on Crackle.
Crackle on Xbox?
Yeah, have you checked out the Crackle app?
It probably doesn't work in Japan, but...
it doesn't work in my house. So.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Like, for half of the... Like, the way the Crackle works, that's Sony streaming.
You just like saying Crackle, don't you?
It's a terrible name, but yes, I do.
It's a good candy bar, though.
Yeah, this is spelled different, though, right?
Mm. Have you ever seen a Crackle bar alone? I've never seen them outside of a miniature bag.
Yeah, it's maybe not strong enough to compete with the Nestle Crunch.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Go back to your story.
So the way the Crackle works is that they have ads inserted, kind of like Hulu.
Okay.
So we were watching Groundhog Day, because why not? Like, you go onto their features there, and they have a section called Featured Movies, and you click on that, and it's Groundhog Day. Like, that's it. That's what they have featured. It's, but they have right now on the screen, like, if you just go to Crackle, like the first screen, it has a picture of Groundhog Day. And then beside it, it has another icon that says, click here to see the featured movies or whatever. And so you click that and it's Groundhog Day again. It's,
well, they only have one.
Exactly.
They're working on it. Come on. Give them a break.
Yeah. They're working on it. And then they also need to work on, though, the way these commercial things work. Which is how the Hulu app, it like comes up and says like, this is a paid advertisement or whatever on the screen while it's going on. Something went goofy with the Crackle app, and it had that, this is a paid advertisement, like for like 45 minutes of the movie while we were watching. So that was pretty solid.
Yet you continued to watch it.
It was Groundhog Day. Yeah. It's a pretty good movie.
It is.
How do you get it to play in your Xbox? Or are you just able to download the app and it worked?
You just download the Crackle app and then it works.
Stop saying Crackle.
It doesn't work for me. I wonder why not. I guess it must have something to do with my internet provider.
Maybe it was just, maybe there was a run on the Crackle app and you couldn't
just
get it.
Like, I downloaded the app and I downloaded it and I started up and it says this cannot be accessed at this time.
Oh, well, that happens sometimes on some of these apps. You just launch it again and it should work.
Yeah, I also don't care enough. That also may have part of it.
All right, let's move on to things that we do care about, which are video games, right?
Yeah, so let's you go sound just like Lana Del Rey there.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
She sings the worst song about video games I've ever heard.
It's called Video Games.
Oh. It is called Video Games. It's no Pac-Man Fever, I'll tell you that much.
Is it like the Rebecca Black song?
No, this is actually...
No, she was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, this is like a major release.
Oh. What's the name of the song?
Video Games.
Who's on
clever.
First?
Very clever.
It'll be the closer for this episode now.
Yeah, I don't know it. And I probably will never know it. Because you told me it sucks. So, multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. A lot of games to talk about. What do we start with?
I can talk briefly about Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, I guess.
Yes, please. Please
I've been playing that. The embargo is not up until the day of release, so I can't go into too much detail, I guess.
Tell us about the installation process and updating process.
Okay, so I got sent the game on PS3, which is great because I can play it while my wife is playing Skyrim on the TV next to me. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those online code games where you get the code in the box. And so I went on and you download it and you get some Mass Effect 3 inspired armor, which is actually pretty good in the game.
Okay.
So I went on there. It's like a 35 meg download. I want to say that took me about 20 minutes.
So it's smaller than a CADcast file.
Yeah. It took forever. Like, and I know we've talked about that before and people have said how to improve your PS3 downloads or something. You got to mess with your settings. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I didn't know that it could do that because, I had a similar issue this week, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing in my house that's slow. So,
right. It's something on that end.
I can deal with bitching about it. Like, I don't need to actually fix it.
Right.
Yeah. So I got excited. I'm like, this was like 10 o'clock at night. So it was about, 10:15 by the time that had downloaded and then installed. Mm-hmm. And then I go to launch the game and it requires a 4 gigabyte install.
Nice.
So that took another like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, it was past 10:30 when I could actually start the game.
Yeah.
Good. That's not good a good times. That's not a good experience.
I had the same issue
update
with...
for the game today.
God.
But that actually loaded really quick, so that wasn't too bad.
Good. So how's the game, though? My concern is that the game is a little too vanilla. Like, so Fable, we all know that Fable, especially Fable 3, had its issues, but there was a lot of personality in it. And my concern is that this game...
You could fart in Fable.
You could fart. There was, like, you know, John Cleese was in it. It was a little wacky. My concern is that this game is just the opposite of that. Is that a valid concern?
I don't know how much I can say without it getting to a review point.
It's fine. Just say. No one cares.
I wouldn't say you were wrong for having that concern.
Okay. Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, based on the demo, we can talk about what we saw in the demo.
Sure,
there.
Sure.
So you've played that much. I mean, it's very much like the demo. It's just you get more powerful stuff. It feels a little bit like a single-player MMO.
Right.
So there's been a lot of missions where you are going to get X number of items and bring them back to somebody. But... Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it too much more because
are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying your time with it? Does it seem like a grind or
I want to come home and play it every day. So
okay. Well, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. It's just it coming right after Skyrim. This is not Skyrim.
Right.
Like it's something it's different than Skyrim. It's different enough, but at the same time you have to kind of I don't know, bring back your expectations from the kind of world that you're in.
Right.
It's much more a Fable style world rather than a Skyrim style world.
Right, right. And the combat has got to be much more interesting than Skyrim.
The combat's really good.
Right, good.
The combat's a lot of fun, especially as you get more and more powers and being able to switch between, like my guy, I went with he's basically just a straight on fighter.
Okay.
So he's got a sword that does fire damage, and then he can pull out a bow that does poison damage. And then I have all these spells that, like, I have a spell where I hit the ground and it causes like an earthquake. I can shoot lightning. I can shoot out a harpoon to bring people closer to me so that I can beat them up. Which is it's a really cool combat mechanic because there's all these annoying like ranged fighters that are hitting you, and so instead of having to like kind of run over there or dodge and just like keep getting hit by arrows, you send out this harpoon, you pull them over to you, and then you just beat the crap out of them.
Get over here.
Exactly. It's a good game.
Wombat, how fired up are you for this game? Because you're a huge Fable fan and Skyrim fan, and this sounds like we're meeting somewhere in the middle.
It does, and I'm still very interested. It's just really a question of where to pre-order it from, I think, for me.
For you. The demo sold you on it?
I think so. I mean, it's definitely my kind of game.
Yeah.
I just hope that, you know, I hope the demo isn't misleading, and I hope it's very good.
Cool.
The demo is not in any way misleading. That is the game that you are getting.
Here's my question for you, if you can answer this. If you can answer this or not. Because, you know, the skill trees are very complex. There's a lot going on. Is leveling up felt slow in the demo to me? Does it feel slow in the final game?
I think you level a little bit more than a level per probably about 40, 45 minutes is what I've found.
Okay, that's not so bad.
And the way the leveling works in that game, that's very much not like Skyrim either, because it's not like organic, like you're not like hitting somebody and building that up. It's very much an older style RPG of you gather all this experience and then you get like a skill point to put here. And then you get like a couple more points to like put into like health. It's very much that style of leveling.
All right, cool. Well, it's coming out next week, right?
Yeah. Next week. I'm hoping to get through this weekend and have a review up.
Excellent.
I need to make a decision by tonight, I guess.
Where to get it from?
Yeah.
Right. Probably Amazon, right?
Probably.
All right, what else we got here on this big list of games to talk about?
I had a sit down with the fine folks from The Darkness 2.
Nice.
Last Friday, I got to go and sit in a closed room, a closed dark room mm-hmm. with a big screen TV and a really cool sound system and play Darkness, The Darkness 2 with the developer.
Uh-huh.
Really nice guy. And that's a fun game. I actually still haven't played the demo yet, so I don't know what the demo is. I played basically what's the very beginning of the game.
The demo, they say, I finished the demo. In the demo, it tells you that it's really out of sequence, the different parts. So the demo is you're in a restaurant, you know, and then people are attacking you inside a restaurant, and then you're in a subway station.
Okay, so I probably played everything that leads up to the subway station.
I see. I had my doubts looking at it at E3, but it seemed pretty solid.
Yeah, you know, it's a different team that made this game, and it's so long after the first one where it's really a brand new game.
Yeah. I talked to somebody who actually finished it already.
Oh, yeah?
And they liked it. They liked the single, you know, it's short. It's, you know, as you'd expect a first-person shooter these days, it's short, unfortunately.
Well, by short, are you saying it's like Call of Duty?
I'm saying it's like...
short?
Yeah. How long is Call of Duty? 6 hours?
Like 4 or 5 hours.
So maybe a little tiny bit longer? Short? Yeah. Yeah.
But there's online, right?
There is online. It's not a multiplayer. It's not a like a deathmatch kind of thing, though.
What is it?
I want to say it's a more co-op dealy. Oh.
But you can't expect the multiplayer to be the selling point of a game like this, you know? It never is.
No. But the mechanic of, you know, grabbing guys and killing them in gruesome ways is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
And the hand-drawn animation looks really nice.
Yeah, I liked it. It's not too cel-shady, right?
It's not cel-shaded at all. And in fact, the developer was like, please don't call it cel-shaded.
Right. But some people, it has that look, but...
Well, it's hand-drawn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hand-drawn game to make it look like a comic book, because it's based on a comic book character.
Yeah.
And I think it does that very effectively.
I think Shipwreck is right that this game is going to be $20 before you know it.
I never said that it was going to be a billion seller.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It sounds everything I've heard, it sounds like. And that's not to say that the game is bad. It sounds like maybe there's not that much to it.
Right. That's not why I'm not saying that the game was bad or will be bad. That's not why I was saying that it was dropping price quickly. Yeah. I think it's probably going to be a good game.
I think it's a tough sell.
Right.
Right. All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to trying to get it on the cheap.
But, yeah, I think that people who are looking forward to a good follow-up to The Darkness will not be disappointed. But I don't know who those people are.
Right. Me.
There you go.
I enjoyed the first one. What else we got here? Did anybody else try the Syndicate demo besides me?
No, how was it?
You know... It's interesting. I mean, I was a big fan of the Syndicate, the proper Syndicate, the PC game when it came out, and obviously it wasn't a first-person shooter. The demo is co-op. It's a 4-player co-op only demo. It seems pretty solid as a first-person shooter, although there was noticeable lag when I played it in the demo. You know, they had a trailer that came out, I guess a month or so ago, that had the actual a remix of the Syndicate song in there. The trailer looks a lot cooler than, you know, it seems like you're doing a lot. You see a lot cooler stuff in the demo than you actually get to do in the trailer than you actually get to do in the demo. The demo is pretty straightforward first person shooting. And in the trailer, you see, you know, a lot of melee action and some cool looking shit, which I didn't see at all in the demo, which was disappointing. Because they show the trailer once you finish the demo. And I was like, I didn't see any of that shit in what I just played. But I don't know. So I have mixed feelings about it. I do like that remix, though, of the Syndicate song. But I don't know. I can't say I'm overly enthused. But it seems fairly solid, I guess. You do a lot of... There's a lot of this mechanic where you can heal your own squad mates by pushing the LB button. You could do a lot of different actions by doing the LB. Like you can hack into things. Like you can even hack into grenades and like destroy them. Or at one point there's guys shooting at you from like a open roof and you can like hack into the roof and close it. I don't know. It didn't blow me away. Let's put it that way. What else we got here?
I forgot to mention earlier that the Simpsons Arcade is finally coming to Xbox Live Arcade this week and then PlayStation Network next week.
And it's free for Plus
members. Yeah.
Like me. I guess I'll
enjoy
get it
that
for free. I wouldn't pay for it. That's for sure.
Ba, 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 ba.
I played
it's
it off.
It's a good beat 'em up, but you're going to play it for like
right,
one time.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the Simpsons Pinball, to be honest.
I played so much of that game in an actual arcade that I don't really need
Nathan's.
I don't know. It depends if I was in college or not at the time. I don't remember when that came out.
I don't think you were in college when that came out.
No. Then I did spend a lot of time at Nathan's. Nathan's in Oceanside and Nathan's in Westbury.
Oceanside.
Both. I was basically equidistant from both of those. So I could, if I wanted to drive by Joey Buttafuoco's auto body shop, I would go to the one in Oceanside. And if I didn't, then I would go to the one in Westbury. So what else we got?
I've been playing a lot more Saints Row 3. I know I'm the only one who hasn't finished it, though.
Yes.
Yes.
But I like that game.
It's a fun game. I've finished all of the side activities too, and those get a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, but I guess, but they're really there just to give you something extra to do, right? I finished, and some are more fun than others. I want to play more with you, Wombat.
So you got to look for me when I'm on the line.
I know, but I don't know when to look. I've totally dressed up my character as a superhero now because there's
How I finished too.
I didn't finish it like that, but I can, I guess, because you can go back and play the final mission, so.
I'm dressed as a biker.
Nice. Did you know, Ship, here's a little hint for you, that if you buy the costume pieces separately, you can change the colors?
Yes, because I did that.
Okay, so you did know that.
Well, I didn't know that you could not do it the other way.
I see.
But
yeah,
I was mixing and matching anyways.
Gotcha. It is fun. What level did you get up to when you finished?
50?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I had to think there. I'm like...
Right. The highest one.
Yeah, the highest. It won't go any higher.
No, and you're all...
And that kind of stops you from progressing too, because...
Right.
You don't get any more of... What's the currency in that game? The XP?
The...
Respect.
Respect.
Respect, yes. You don't get any more respect, and so then it's
no
like...
No respect,
okay.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you basically invulnerable at this point? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've bought all the upgrades.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty much there. I have a few more to get, but yeah, it's awesome, obviously.
I bought the airport the other day.
Yeah.
The hangar.
Yep.
Where you get the airplanes. That was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. Airplanes are cool. I really didn't use the airplanes at all. I used the helipad more.
Yeah, because it's there. It's at you default.
It's not.
Back
it's
to
not
that
even
house.
That. It's just that I like the verticalness of the VTOL and the helicopters. You know, I don't know like what to do with the regular airplanes. Like you're going too quickly, I guess.
I will say when I finish a mission and I just don't have a good car around, the first person I call is usually you, because nice. I like your car.
Thank you. I chose it myself.
Yeah, so I get into your car. Sometimes I leave you there.
Sure.
Before you could get in.
I know the feeling.
And then when I get to my location, you usually are like behind in like some beat up old car.
Oh, I followed you in some
Yeah, you follow me in some other car.
Well, don't
it
you have the thing where you can,
time.
Can't you call in any of your own vehicles yet?
Sure. But you know, it's more fun to call you and leave you stranded in front of a crack house.
Right. At least you don't shoot me in the face.
No, I've done that a couple times, but not often.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, Saints Row is awesome. I mean, what else can you say? Of course,
not
it's
much.
Awesome.
Speaking of Saints Row, are we going to talk about THQ now?
Yeah, they're having big problems. They're losing their stock is in the toilet. I mean, I don't know what this. I mean, there was a big conference call today, I guess, about their restructuring and their plans for the future, and they did say they were sitting on quite a bit of those U draws. quite a bit.
I'm pulling up that article now that you just posted.
There's like over a million they're sitting on in somewhere, in some factory somewhere. 2 million, was it?
They are sitting on 1.4 million units.
Yeah.
The Udraw alone lost them $100 million.
Ouch.
Last year. Well, not lost them, but the profits were... they expected to get another $100 million from Udraw.
I see. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It sucks, obviously. We don't want to see these companies fail, but I guess it was managed poorly. Chase by KO wrote it, and he wanted to know what we would do to save THQ. I have no idea. It would have been good if they didn't put out that lackluster Red Faction game and kill that franchise off. That seemed kind of dumb.
I think that may have been even more detrimental than the Udraw. I think you can bounce back from one failure of something new if you have a library of successful IPs to lean on. I believe that's called Activision.
Uh-huh.
And EA. I mean, they can both do that. EA is going to make money off of Madden, and they can sometimes take a risk on something new, knowing that those Madden dollars will come in.
Yeah.
And those Battlefield dollars.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, but to be honest, I don't think THQ had the talent to do that, like, on the developer side. Like, they didn't have, the level of what EA and Activision does working for them. Like, I know those companies, it runs the gamut there, but other than at THQ Volition, can you name another THQ?
I can't even name another. I can't even name another developer there. You know, it's a shame what happened to Red Faction.
It is, because the most recent game, the one before that,
Guerrilla.
Thank you. Was really, really good.
I know.
They just kind of scrapped that whole idea.
It should have been.
I don't know what they were thinking.
My theory is that they just wanted to crank out another game really quickly, and they, you know, Volition was obviously, I mean, I'm assuming they were pretty well into development of Saints Row the Third at the time, so they probably had like Volition's B team put it together. And it's not that the game is bad, it's just it's very sort of average.
It's very vanilla, as you described before. You know, it's vanilla game. It's just not
THQ
special.
Does have Vigil as well. I'll say Vigil is a talented team.
What do they do?
They do Darksiders.
Okay.
And isn't it, what is the who's working on the South Park game? Isn't that Obsidian? Works?
They're not.
I know.
Obsidian isn't owned by THQ.
I know. I'm just saying, but they're currently working on a THQ game. And I'm not even saying they're talented. I'm just saying that they're working on a THQ game.
Right.
I played Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, it's a shame. And then the fact that they killed off the franchise is even sadder. Kotaku had a pretty good article about what they thought went wrong at THQ, just to like summarize everything, all the missteps. I thought it was pretty well done. Give you just a little quick update.
Whatever happened to Danny Bilson? Wasn't he supposed to save the company?
Don't know. Danny Bilson, isn't he a marketing guy?
He's like a creative something, something, something. He also was before that a film writer and a comic book writer.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Most famous for writing The Rocketeer, maybe? The Rocketeer?
What, are you looking at his Wikipedia page right now?
I'm on his IMDb page just to double check the things he wrote.
Right.
Yeah, and then he wrote a bunch of video games, and he is also the father of Rachel Bilson.
So, I don't know who that is. But he wrote The Flash, the TV show. I used to watch that. I liked that show. I was sad when they canceled it.
He wrote the movie Eliminators, which is a great 80s movie. If you've never seen Eliminators, somehow and watch it. It's a really good, cheesy 80s action/sci-fi movie.
Huh.
Where there's a guy who's half man, half tank.
Mandroid. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, that movie is insane. I watched that movie a billion times when I was
I've never even heard of it.
Really? It used to be on, actually, you know what it was? The local video store had it, and it was the and it was a movie that my father saw and saw that it had, an, you know, the Mandroid on the cover.
Right.
And he's like, he'd like this movie, so he rented it for me, and I wore that tape thin.
Nice.
So,
like RoboCop for me.
Yeah, it was, it's like a really bad RoboCop.
Awesome. That's what I was looking for.
It's got a, with all sorts of other weird stuff. It's really an awesomely bad movie.
And by the way, so the rest of the Chase by KO's question here, I don't know what this means. He wrote, who you got, Nick Diaz or Carlos Condit? I don't know who either of those people are. Do you? No.
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 I have no idea who that is. Are they UFC guys?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. THQ does have Relic Entertainment too.
All right,
so they make
yeah the they are UFC guys. They are the right. guys. UFC 143.
What else we got here in your wide world of multi-platform games and news and stuff?
What do we think about what's her name? Jessica Chobot is going to be a character in Mass Effect 3.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I have no problem with it either, but a lot of people do.
Why? They think that she doesn't deserve it? Like, what do they think? I mean, they think that it's going to get, like, extra coverage on IGN because she's in it. There's some, like, some shenanigans going on. I mean, obviously, she was good enough to get the part. I don't think they would, you know, try to, you know, worry about, you know, risk screwing up their game just to have somebody from IGN in it. I mean, it's not going to sell more because she's in it, right?
I don't think it'll sell more because she's in it. I don't think she necessarily takes anything away. I don't think she's bad to look at, and I think that's the main reason why she's in the why she's there.
Right.
In the game, and I think that's a very appropriate reason to have her.
But she's not in the game.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yes, she is. Yeah. Her character model's in there. I think
it's a fully rendered Jessica Chobot.
Oh, yep. That's dumb.
Yeah. Can't you better too?
Can I what?
Better. Bed her.
Oh, bed her.
Sleep
oh,
with bed her. I'm like, what's better?
Better.
Yeah. Maybe. I think she's a romantic interest that you can have in the
game,
too.
That's cheesy. Okay, now I think it's a little cheesy.
Talking
from a guy who's modeled in.
Yeah, exactly.
someone who's in Saints Row 3.
Well, but yeah, I don't know.
I have no problem with I'm happy for her. I don't know her at all.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but like, if I had the opportunity to be in a game like Mass Effect.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, of
exactly.
course.
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
And this is probably the most high-profile role she's ever had.
I'm sure.
So I'm sure she's thrilled, and if people think that she isn't, I would be... that you're probably very wrong.
Right, or jealous.
So she probably takes this a lot more seriously than probably you do. Because this is her career on the line?
I'm sure she can... look, what she does at IGN, I mean, I don't know. Just from what I've seen on Xbox, I mean, she reads off a... teleprompter, right? That's what she does. She card reads good, right? Ooh, she card read good.
Yeah, you don't, but
hello, Mr. Kearns. Me want your money. Me sick. Ooh, he card read good. I'm sure she's fine and it's not gonna be an issue. I didn't realize that she was modeled in the game, but you know what? Who cares? Good for her.
There was a lot of angry Twitter people, I won't name names, on the journalism side, who hate people who go into games journalism just to get jobs in the industry doing something else. It devalues games journalism.
Who wrote that?
Honestly, at this point, I don't even remember because I'm not gonna do that.
But they wrote it in the public. It's not like they told you privately. It's
I know,
public...
but it was pretty fun to watch. You know why? Because it could have been like one of three people, and I can't remember, so I don't want to say the wrong name.
Let's throw them all under the bus.
I'm gonna say all of them.
Yes. Good.
Mm-hmm. But it was pretty funny to read that kind of anger from.
But a lot
guys.
Of people do that though. But don't a lot of guys who wind up, you know, working for new game news sites or blogs, and they wind up, you know, working for a game publisher or developer. Or on the PR side. I don't see. I mean, is that something wrong with that?
No, I don't think so.
So what's the difference? So she's parlaying it into voice acting work. I mean, who cares? Look, I mean, I doubt that IGN pays a lot of money, right?
I doubt it.
So get someone, got to get paid. Come on. And plus, it's a great stepping stone for, you know, for other jobs. Why does she have to just be a, you know, a card reader on IGN videos? It's no big deal. Unless she sucks. It's going to be, well, I'm sure she's good. I'm sure she's good. I'm still going to try to bang the blue chick, though. Is she blue in the game?
No,
she looks like Jessica Chobot.
Not a blue Chobot?
Not a blue Chobot.
Dude, they should have made her a robot, and then they just called her Chobot.
She could have been the Chobot robot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she's never heard that before either.
No, I think that's how you pick her up right there. You just remind her that her name sounds like robot.
Hey, I saw you on IGN, and your name rhymes with robot.
Remember that time you looked engaged. At PSP?
She's engaged
to a robot?
To Blair Herter.
Blair Herter. He worked for G4.
Great.
Yeah. They were both on the Indoor Kids recently.
Great.
Podcast.
These are all things that I do not look at or listen to.
I'm just saying. That's, you know. Cool. I listened to that episode.
How was it? It was good?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah. That show was also hosted by a married couple, so it was like a fun dynamic.
Chobot and Ryan Dunn starred in Proving Ground. Proving Ground.
Proving Ground? What the hell
proving
is a proving
ground? Sounded more interesting.
I don't card read good. A program whose airing cycle was disrupted by Dunn's death in an automotive crash.
Well, that was depressing. Why did you read that?
I don't know. That's bad luck right there. You finally get like a TV show and then fucking co-star dies. Yeah.
Oh, what terrible luck you have. You're not dead.
Well, it's, you know. How did he die again? He was driving his Porsche way too fast. Yeah, got to be careful. Those Porsches, you know, they're probably hard to handle. You got to be careful with those. Can't be driving those 100 miles an hour on a fucking street, regular street.
Okay, obviously. Let's move on.
And now a word on nutrition. No. Where else are we? Wombat.
Do we want to talk about cheapassgamer.com?
Sure.
And the blog post that took over the world?
Sure. You know, I sort of missed that whole thing somehow.
I didn't. D-Mall 1114 had a very interesting experience with his Xbox Live account.
Mm-hmm.
He, like many people, was recently hacked. Different than other stories we've heard. His wasn't the FIFA-related one.
I read it. It was pretty weird.
His was hacked by Russians.
Mm.
And it took a very long time to get, you know, it took months. Did it take months for that to get fixed?
Well, yeah, but isn't it interesting? It's interesting how it happened. Didn't he brought his old console to...
Well, this is different.
Something else happened?
Yeah, he had another Xbox in October...
Did anybody read this before?
On October... He had another Xbox on October 25th.
Chobot
sounds
like robot.
Which is when he got the automated email, yeah.
Go on.
What? Anyway, so that didn't get... He had to call the Better Business Bureau to get things moved along, and everything finally got processed. It took from October 25th to January 3rd of this year.
Okay.
He heard back on January 23rd of this year. Wow. So he thought his three-and-a-half-month ordeal was over when he got banned from Xbox for suspicious activity on his profile. He tried to get that resolved, thinking that it must have happened while his account was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the ban people, because there's no direct way to contact them and no one has any communication with them other than posting in their forum, would not reinstate his account under any circumstance. So now he's been not only locked out of his Xbox for over 3 months, he was locked out of his account, couldn't access any of his old save games, his downloads.
He lost his account.
He lost his arcade games, all his DLC, you know, hundreds of dollars of things, in addition to the hundreds of dollars that were already stolen from him due to Xbox.
Right.
He was very upset with this, obviously, and wrote this lengthy blog post about it. And this is an active CAG community member who's been on the site for a long time. I don't know him personally, but he's always come off to be a good guy. And I, you know, I read this and it really bothered me, and I myself tweeted this out. And I know that my tweet alone was retweeted, I'll tell you the exact number in about 4 seconds here.
Three times.
Three whole times. No. It was retweeted 46 times.
I saw it. It was on Kotaku.
Yes, it made it to Kotaku. I spoke to some people. I spoke to Alexander at Joystick about it, who also contacted Xbox. Not only did he contact Xbox, but he even got back to me to say, I just heard back from Microsoft and they're reinstating his account right away.
Wow.
It took less than 5 hours, probably from when he made his blog post, for him to get his account back after all 4 months of the runaround and this nonsense. But it took not just the CAG community to pull together, because I know many members of the Cheap Ass Gamer community sent it to Kotaku and Joystick and other, and Destructoid and other outlets. But those outlets picked up on it too, and they had to get in touch with Microsoft on his behalf, which is insane and completely shouldn't, you know, there's no reason for this.
Right. Didn't they send him a new Xbox as well?
They sent him, he just posted this actually not that long ago. Let me pull up exactly what they said they're going to send him.
Major Nelson is going to come to his house and cook him dinner.
And give him a hand job.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pulling it up. Here we go. He's getting a 250-gigabyte Kinect console with some Kinect games, Gears 3, and Skyrim. 2 years of Xbox Live.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's still pretty good. So, a bunch of games, a new console with Kinect, and 2 years of Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Which honestly is the bare minimum I think they should do. It also really shows what holes there are in the Xbox customer service system.
Yeah. You have to complain to, you know, to a big media outlet basically to get shit done.
That's it's not their right. Their banning setup is so awful that you have no recourse if you are banned by mistake. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure 95% of the people that are banned should be.
Right, but there's so much of this hacking going on that they need some sort of way to reconcile.
It's like three different departments with the hacking plus customer service, and you'll talk to one person who will talk to another person in another division who has no authority over the other person, so they can't have an opinion on the other person's decision.
Hello, thank you for calling Xbox. My name is Brian.
Yeah. Well, isn't that, isn't this, you know, the banning, doesn't that fall under, what's his name? Step 2?
Yeah. I thought so.
Step 2? Yeah. But he doesn't have live human beings that you can talk to if you get banned.
Yeah.
And you can't plead your case or explain the situation, which in this case really came back to bite him in the ass. It made him and his entire team look like incompetent boobs. And there's a very good chance they are. Banning people who deserve to be banned is easy. Being able to realize when mistakes have been made and being able to fix those, that's when customer service is really hard. And if you can't handle that, then there's a problem with your system, and that system needs to be changed and adjusted. If your only recourse as a consumer who may be innocent is to post something in a forum, and if that gets rejected, viral, there's no place else to go, then that's ridiculous and unnecessary. And you need to have a better system for people who have spent money on your product.
Yes, I agree.
And that's the big
pitfall. Still talking about it?
Yeah, why not?
Still talking about it.
Do you want me to go on? I could stop. I'll stop.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. You know, you made a good point. It's there's something needs to be fixed. Several things need to be fixed.
Several things.
Several.
What else? Down to $35 on Amazon now.
Who?
The Drawsome tablet.
Oh, Drawsome. Good. What else we got here? Did either of you guys play Twisted Metal or Starhawk? Or just me?
Just you. How is it?
Well, so they put out a Twisted Metal multiplayer demo, but the multiplayer doesn't work. Like, I couldn't connect at all. I tried like 10 times. Just says matchmaking error. And it's a known issue. But they do let you try. There's a challenge mode, which is basically, you know, just using bots. I don't know. Like, though, I love Twisted Metal. Okay, I played a lot of Twisted Metal in my time. As I mentioned before, Mrs. Cheapy and I, I played and she watched Twisted Metal Black, and we finished it with every character because we like to watch the endings, and, you know, it's a fun game. But in 2012, it just does not seem like a full $60 retail game to me. It's, you know, the graphics are just sort of okay. The gameplay is the same. I don't know. I just, it seems like a PSN title. It seems like a $15 PSN title to me. And I looked it up on Wikipedia, and apparently that's how it started off. It was supposed to be just a PSN title, and then I guess Sony
decided. All know Wikipedia is all facts.
Well,
so
no,
if it's there, it has to be true.
It is true. It's,
I'm sure it is true. And I don't disagree with you. I think that game, the sum of that game's parts may not equal a full retail release anymore.
Yeah, it's weird how that happened, because I loved it on PS2, and now it's like I gave it a really good chance too.
I think that's just where you are and where the industry is in the realm of the video game. You're expecting more. You expect there to be a larger world of experience, not just, you know, drive car in circle, shoot things.
Yeah, I guess that, because I put it out on Twitter, and it seemed like a lot of people agreed with me. That they just, you know, they love Twisted Metal, but I don't know. Games have come so far since then. It doesn't seem like a full retail.
Like, what are you
going to
do with your car? Can you upgrade your car? Do you change your car? Is there a story missions or anything?
There is a story mode, but it's not in the demo. I don't know.
I mean, should they have made this game more like Burnout Paradise, but with Twisted Metal cars?
You know what? If it was like an open world game, maybe that would be more interesting. I don't know. Just as from what I've played in the demo, I have very little interest in the game, which is too bad, because this was one of my all-time favorite games, Twisted Metal Black. So I don't know. And Starhawk, I had to download. Like, it was cool because I have PS Plus, and I turned my PlayStation on, and the fucking beta was downloaded for me automatically. And I was like, wow, this is awesome, because that probably would have taken fucking forever. So fire it up, and now I have to download like the latest update to the game. And I watched an entire episode of Pawn Stars while that happened, and then there was another update which went quicker. But I don't know, it seems cool. Is this game supposed to be free? Is this one of these freemium games?
Starhawk? No, I don't think so. I think that's going to be a retail game, right?
I don't know. Because it says something here. Starhawk Video. Let's see. Oh, maybe it is a retail game. I guess it's not freemium. I guess maybe just the beta is free. Because it said something. Play free. Starhawk free.
Amazon has it for $60 coming out May 8th.
Okay, there you go. There's the answer. I don't know. I only played it briefly. It seemed kind of cool, but I really don't have enough time invested to talk about it more. But I'll give it another shot now that I'm fully updated for now. But the biggest news, of course, of the week is that Wombat bought an iPhone 4S.
Welcome to the club. Yes, I got it. Yeah, I got it yesterday. I used it really for the first time today.
White or black?
I got the black one.
Okay.
The guy asked me in the store, I'm like, I don't care.
Whatever you got.
And it arrived in the mail yesterday. It actually was really easy to set up the whole thing.
Yep.
You know, getting my, you know, my number on it and all that. Even migrating my contacts was very easy.
What phone were you coming from again?
The Samsung Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, so not even a smartphone. I went from not having a smartphone to having a smartphone. My two personal emails and my work email account set up on there already. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. I don't have a ton of apps, but I'm sure I'll have good one soon enough. My only concern is, you know, because I'm a late adopter to the smartphone universe.
Yes.
They don't have unlimited plans anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I'm spending $30 a month for 2 gigabytes of
I have
upload,
no idea
download.
How much that is.
Neither does anyone. The guy in the store insists that it's going to be a perfect amount. My wife is an old smartphone person, so she has the unlimited plan, but according to the guy, he's like, I'm looking at your wife. She's never used more than 1 gigabyte a month, so...
I see.
So I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm looking on my phone right now because it tracks the usage.
You can track your usage, yeah.
It says... I don't know what period this is from, though. It says I've received 2.8 gigabytes of cellular network data, but I don't know if that's from when. It says last reset October 16th. I don't
know. So that would be since October 16th.
Okay, so that's... I use this a lot.
Okay. It could very well be that... I mean, it could very well be plenty. Yeah. It's just when you don't... It's the not knowing that's worse.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
It's like, well, should I put more stuff on this phone? Do I need to do anything? Should I turn it off when I'm at home?
Right, right. Are you going to start audio booing now?
What am I going to audio boo?
I don't know.
On the can.
Right.
Sure,
hey, guys.
Fun.
You can call Wombat on the can. And it would be fun. And we could hear like in the background.
You could hear that on this show.
Right. I downloaded Ghost Trick, which was the DS game.
Yeah, how is that on the iPhone?
It's, you know, it's cool. Like, and first of all, it's like a, I guess it's free to download. And then I think the first two chapters are free. And then if you want to keep going, it's $10 to get the full game. It's very unique. It's a very, you know, one of these unique Japanese games. The art style is really cool. You're a ghost possessing things. And then your goal is to try to find out, you know, why you were murdered. It seems
How's
pretty
it
cool.
control?
It's, you know, it's not like an action game, so it controls fine. You're basically just moving your soul around the screen to possess things, at least so far. I've only finished, I think, the first chapter. It's fine, you know, it seems perfect for it. You know, it was a DS game, so, you know, it was a touch screen game. So, yeah, I would definitely, look, it's free to download, so I would definitely recommend downloading it and checking it out, and then you can decide if it's worth $10 to continue. So there's that. And then this RPGenie that Shipwreck turned me on to, right?
That was made by Cag Ducci, I think is his name.
No, Douchey, I think it's pronounced.
Douchey is how it's pronounced.
Or Duchy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the left-hand side.
Yep.
It's a neat little app that... it turns any picture you take with your phone or anything you have on, like any pictures you have on your phone, into like an old Final Fantasy style, screen. So it gives you like, you put in like an enemy type and then you put in like some little text boxes and you put your heroes on there and what levels they are and everything. It's a cute little thing.
For a buck, it's pretty cute.
Yeah, we have some codes of those to give out too. So I guess if you're interested in that, post something in the show thread as well.
I'm also going to throw out there anyone who wants to send me any codes for iPhone games, by all means, feel free.
Right. You're now, Wombat is now ready to receive your codes.
That's
you're
right. I'm way behind.
$1 games.
Right. Right. Yeah. You could start reviewing iPhone games.
Yeah, I could start.
Wombat@cheapassgamer.com.
There you go.
So, very good, Wombat. I'm looking forward. So you've only used it for a day.
I've had it for one whole day. Great. I'll tell you what, though. I had it with me all day. Like, even when I was in meetings, it's checking email on it is so much easier than my old phone. Not that I...
Dude, your old phone was like... Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So it's nice to have that kind of luxury of having an easy email client. So I could be in meetings and respond to client emails when I don't want to listen to what one of my coworkers is talking about.
And you porn.
And you porn.
You can watch porn in the bathroom now.
No, it's been a very useful work tool for me, which I know is boring, but you know.
That is boring.
I know.
You porn.
What can you do?
All right, let's move on to, I guess, the CAG bag and your tweets. James Bennett wants to know how long it's been since I turned on my Vita. been a while, dude. It's been quite a while. But I will say, I know a game that I will buy, and that game is what? First person to guess. Yes, you win.
What do I win?
Nothing. The knowledge that you are smart.
You so how much is that game? How much is Luminous? How much are you going to pay for that?
Unfortunately, it's $40.
I don't see the appeal to that game in the beginning, let alone for $40.
Well, you don't like... I like electronic music, and it has quite... They just announced the soundtrack yesterday, and it's quite robust. So I feel like I got to buy something, and I know Milky, who works on the game. So I figured...
Yeah, I want that game. I mean, that game was great on the original PSP.
It's the only Vita game I feel like I'm going to buy. I feel like it's too much.
Are you gonna just download it, or are you gonna get the... Okay,
I will download.
Because that seems like the perfect kind of game to just download.
Yep.
Because you want to have it on your system at all times.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna My plan is to download it. It's coming out on Valentine's Day in America. I think that'll be a gift to myself. I'm looking forward to it, even though I was never very good at it, but I still liked it. Let's see. Christopher 2685 wants to know, what games do I plan to play once I get a gaming PC?
Oh, Angry Birds, right?
And Tribes and Angry Birds. I don't know. I'm going to get on that. I talked to my friend who builds the PCs, and he was very, very much against me getting this HDMI transmitter. He is very against anything wireless. And especially since I live so close to Tokyo Tower, he thought that might be a problem. But I don't know. I think I'm still going to try it. I don't know. Here, Keg Scobie, here's one for you, Cheapy, or I guess for any of us. First-person shooters were dominant this generation, but they seem to be losing momentum due to a lack of innovation. What type of genre do you think will emerge as the dominant force next generation? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Wombat, still hilarious after all these years. Are first-person shooters losing momentum?
I think we're just seeing a different style of the first-person shooter. I don't think they're lacking innovation. I think, you know, the BioShocks and the Borderlands and even the Skyrims of the world are showing that the first-person game still has plenty of life left in it.
And certainly the Call of Duties are selling pretty well.
Never heard of that game.
Battlefield sold very well. I don't think that they're losing momentum.
Yeah, way to be an idiot, Scobie.
It's been the top genre since it was invented.
Yeah, I don't see it going anywhere.
There hasn't been a point in time where it wasn't the top.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd say if anything, it's actually done quite a bit of being able to innovate itself with, you know, adding elements from other genres to it.
Co-op and whatnot.
And RPG elements and all that fun stuff.
Yep. Yep. All right.
And Kinect. Kinect could overturn it.
No.
No?
No. Bang, bang. Pew, pew, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GPD. Wombat5277. Shipwreck. Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer. To get the deals in your thing. Facebook IPO. Wombat's insane. When all this THQ shit went down, he's like, you should buy THQ.
I was kidding.
You were not kidding.
I was kidding.
Dude, don't say that you're kidding. You were not kidding.
I know how many shares you would need to buy. I know you wouldn't be able to buy that many shares.
No.
Yes. You did not. Yes.
I have the quote, the chat log. I made a decision. You should buy a majority shares of THQ. And then you should get a loan. You only need to... It was not kidding.
That was 100% kidding. Yes. Fine. Kidding isn't necessarily the right word. It's more of a, how long can I keep this conversation going?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because I know it drives you crazy.
Why did you have that conversation with me then, too?
Right. Right.
Because I know you don't have the liquid assets that one Mr.
No, you
GPD
had the same
has.
Conversation where you told me Cheapy should buy it.
Yes. No, I think I said you should tell Cheapy to buy THQ. Because
insane,
it's
dude.
Funny.
It was funny.
It is funny.
Funny and insane.
But no, I was not serious. I will say that on the record.
I don't believe
I did not
you.
Seriously think
Shipwreck,
right.
What do you say? Do you think he was kidding?
I think he would like you to do that. I don't know if he was entirely kidding.
You vastly overestimate my financial situation.
I would like
but
you
thank
to
you.
Do it. I would like you to do it, but no, I do not realistically think you would.
Thanks. Yes.
You can get on board with this Interplay stock like I have.
Game trading technologies, dude. Chip, you really missed out on that, man. Do you know what it's at now? I don't know. I would be even be embarrassed to tell people.
I don't think you want to tell that story.
I don't want to tell that
You're
story.
Not going to tell that. I know the story. You don't have to tell it.
I'll tell you how much it's worth now, though.
How much?
Wait, I have to log into my account. I bought a stock. I won't say how much of it I bought, but, you know, it was whatever. It was an amount of money. It's worth $20 now. The stock is at 2 cents.
Oh, my God. It was worth more than that on Monday.
Yes. It was worth $60 on Monday. Then it was 40 and now 20.
You should buy
and
a
I told Shipwreck, I was like, Shipwreck, I got a stock tip for you. Yeah.
You should sell it and go watch a very expensive movie.
I could almost, I think that's how much it would cost in Japan to see a movie is about $20.
Sell the stock and just go see the most expensive movie you've ever seen.
I would have felt so bad if Shipwreck listened to me and bought the stock.
I don't listen to you on
good.
That stuff.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But I got to say, all of my other stocks are up. That's the only one that I lost on. And I lost big on that one. But, oh well.
Maybe you could just help THQ with Warhammer 40K MMO. Could you just like pay for that? They're looking for some help there.
Are they really? They're looking for a backer?
They're looking for some publishing partners.
I'm not a publishing partner. Wombat will arrange the deal.
I will. I'll start the paperwork.
You set that up for me. All right. Anyway, this show is supposed to be over by now, and it's not. But now it is, so I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week. Later.
Bread's done.
Gonna go watch some Crackle.
Video games.
Video games.